Today is Wednesday, September 27th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Crush a Can Day. It's also National Scarf Day, and National Chocolate Milk Day. So, also, it's Mark's birthday. It's my boyfie's birthday. Happy birthday to Mark. I almost gave his full name, but then I thought, would he really want me to give his full name? Like, I don't know. Probably not, because he always says, hey, make your podcast about your life, not my life. I don't want to be the topic of your podcast. And I feel like for those other podcasters that listen, and also like radio hosts, probably YouTubers to some extent, if you have like a personal journal type thing, or you have, you know, your content includes a lot of your own life, the partners probably hate it that, you know, by signing up to be your partner, they have signed up to have their dirty laundry aired on a podcast. So, but you know, a birthday is not dirty laundry, right? So let's go back. So I will just say, I do not know if Mark knows what he's getting for his birthday, because we're having dinner tonight and I'm giving him the card. And the card will have the thing that I'm not even going to discuss on this podcast. I have learned my lesson. I will not do that again. But, so I don't know if he knows, and Gary on Twitter, Gary, bless your heart, Gary reposted the same thing that he posted in Facebook and said, and he says, Adblock Plus was updated, but he says, what does he say? Notifications. Where can I see that? Here is what I posted. I'm sorry that I spilled the beans. Gary, you're forgiven, but you posted the same thing again somewhere where Mark has a Twitter account. You know, he could see it. So now he's going to see it again. And then you're saying, I'm sorry, in a public, and he's going to know that you spilled the beans now. And anyway, it's fine. You know, today's his birthday. If he knows, he knows. If he doesn't, he doesn't. We'll find out. what he did is he messaged me and said, he gave me a screenshot of the Facebook post, of the original Facebook post. And he said, do you know what Gary is talking about? And I said, no, but my boyfriend is smart. And I figure he will make the correlation if he has not already. But I want it to be a surprise, so I was trying to just downplay it. Like, oh no, I don't know what he was talking about. And that's it. And move on to the next topic of conversation. So we'll see. I mean, we will see. Or maybe he won't tell me. Maybe he'll pretend like he's surprised and it'll all be, you know, it's fine. I mean, you know, it's a small thing. And in the light of other things going on in the world, whether or not someone is surprised with their birthday present is a small thing, right? So, I don't even know where we were, because I was out for a week, and then I know that I have been putting a couple of things in the Trello. I have a Trello for Geeky Gay, which I always had, but I wasn't using. And I thought, well, this will help me remember what I talked about. So I know I talked about the Pride 48 weekend on Monday's show, and yesterday's show, I believe I just talked about landscaping. So yeah, so I don't know what we're going to do for landscaping, but as for the past 3 years, I've been talking to you guys about this landscaping, and it's just, it's a nightmare. It is really a nightmare because it's going to be such a huge expense. The only way to save money is to do it ourselves. But then what if we screw up? Also, I don't think Mark is going to be wanting to build a deck or try to pour concrete or something. So I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, it is something that we need to do because we just have this big, huge yard back there and it's not getting used at all. And it seems a waste to have so much land and not be using any of it. So over the weekend, not much to report. So on the weekend, I had a haircut, thank goodness, because my, you know, not only is my salon 5 hours away or 5.5 hours away, but it also is, I'm trying to think the best terminology for this. There are many things going on right now, like, because I really can only go on a Saturday, you know, that limits the appointments that are available, and the stylists that I use tend to be in high demand because I'm using ones that have been there longer, that have more experience, yada, yada, yada. And so, I had two, and I thought that was enough, but then... But then the one that I was sticking with, Tabitha, she is on maternity leave now because she had a baby. And so I went to my backup. But then when my backup's not available, I need to have a third person. And again, because I can only go on Saturday, I mean, I can go during the week, but I have to take a day off work because it's a 10-hour trip just to get there. I mean, to get there and back, like a round trip. So that's like a whole day. And Mark keeps saying, well, I need to do one of two things. I either need to get the surgery. And within a year, I would be at a place where I could just no longer have to do this and go to a regular stylist just here in town. And, you know, that's it. But it seems like a surgery. You know, and also it's very expensive. So it's in the long run, I must be a very short term thinker, because in the long run, it would save me money. But I keep thinking, oh, my God, that's such a big price tag, like all up front. So I need to either do that and just get over myself and just be like, yes, I'm going to do that. I would still have to keep doing those until my hair grew in, which is 9 to 12 months, I think. But at least I would be going in the right direction, you know. Or if I'm not going to do the surgery, I need to just pick a place closer. There's a hair club in Tulsa that's only 2 hours away. It's still a drive, but I mean, 2 versus 5. So, you know, and there are things to do in Tulsa, so we can always go to Tulsa, get my hair done, and then go out to eat or whatever, but it's closer, so you can, you know, get back home, leave at noon, still be home by 8, you know, or something, instead of leaving at like 7 or 8 in the morning and not getting home until 8 or 9 at night. You know, there's a difference. And Mark keeps telling me I should do that, but I'm a procrastinator, and so I haven't done any of that. So I had a haircut, nothing much to report there. It was stormy on the way back. So that was a pain in the butt. But but it just took up my whole day. So I went and left early in the morning, went, you know, got my hair cut and came back. And then on Sunday, I'm trying to think what we did on Sunday now, because Sunday we had, so I didn't go to church because I ended up getting home super late because of the storms. So I didn't go to church Sunday morning, but I got up, I worked out, I worked out extra long. I worked out 45 minutes. And then Mark came home, we had lunch, and we kind of hung out around the house in the afternoon. And then we had a Filipino party, which I haven't been to those in a long time, but it was a 16th birthday for a daughter of one of the Filipino families. And so they had reserved this space with like a stage and all of this kind of stuff. It's like a performance hall or whatever. I don't know what to call it. And so we kind of hung out in the afternoon at home and just kind of relaxed. And then that was at 6. We went to that. And that was our Sunday. And that was about it. So, yeah. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.